house of the Lord once again. Praise the Lord. Isn't it? It's always a blessing when you see the Lord move on hearts. And then you sort of, Lord, what about me? You're going to move on my heart. Because we all have a desire to get close to Him, don't we? So we just praise the Lord that He can move on hearts and do the things that, and change the things in lives that we can do as people, ourselves. You know, He does it. And it's by His mercy and His grace that He does that for us. And so we just bow our heads in a word of prayer this time. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before You once again, Lord. And Lord, a short service, Lord Jesus, but Lord, may we commit our thoughts and our hearts, Lord, once again to You, Lord. May we just yield ourselves, Lord, to worship, Lord, and to the Word as it comes forth, Lord. And welcome You, Lord Jesus, by Your Holy Spirit once again, Lord. And we just say thank You, Lord Jesus, for blessing, Lord, this morning's meeting, Lord, that we could gather in Your name, Lord, and that You would come down in power, Lord, and change lives, Lord Jesus, Lord, that we might walk closer to You. So we commit all things into Your hands at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we sing number 251? We're marching to Zion. Then love the Lord, and let your joys be known. Join in the song with sweet accord. Join in the song with sweet accord. And dance around the throne, and dance around the throne. We're marching to Zion. Sing number 172, Majesty. Worship His Majesty.
Majesty. worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be glory, power, and praise. Majesty, worship.
Let's sing it. I worship you, Almighty God.
I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like.
Let's sing, I will serve thee because I love thee. And then, Brother Charlie, are you feeling up for your item?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll sing that.
I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given love. Thank you.
Just thinking about those words, actually, how it says, "I was nothing before you found me." You ever feel like that? You're nothing. No, I'm just like, Lord, if I had only known you sooner, might have made different decisions. But He knows what He's doing. He's got a time for each one of us, isn't He? Thank you, Brother Charlie. If you'd like to bring your item, and then we'll have testimonies after that as well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God that God answers prayers. And I know one thing about the Lord, He's always faithful. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, matter what may come my way. Always looking unto Jesus, the author of my faith. As my heart is filled with praises, I will glorify His name. Lord, I give you everything and worship you, my one and only King. You are worthy of all praise. Lord, I give my heart and soul in everything I do in you. I know you will be glorified. I will bless the Lord at all times and bring honor to your name. All I have I will surrender. Holy Spirit, have your way. Take this vessel, Lord, and use me to bring glory to your name. Lord, I give you everything and worship you, my one and only King. You are worthy of all praise. Lord, I give my heart and soul in everything I do in you. I know you will be glorified. I know you will be glorified. I know you will be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Praise always a blessing to have you sing, Brother Charlie. May the Lord look after you and bless you. Zenny, it's time. One from Sister Mill and Brother Lee as well. Thank you, Brother Paul.
It's not a testimony as such, but I was talking to Dean by phone last night, and he asked about several of you, and he especially wanted to be remembered, their family, to every one of you, and I thank you for it. Amen.
I haven't got a testimony, but I'd like to say what I want to say from the pulpit, if... You let me speak up there. I was blessed recently, like yesterday and today. I want to read you something from the Bible, and I've come up here so the people overseas can see the wording which I've asked Nancy to put on the screen. It's Jude chapter 1, and there is only one chapter, and it's what Jude has to say. Now, Jude is a servant of the Lord who must have had a bit of mixing with the Lord when he was here on earth, and he's a brother of James the Apostle. But when I read this, I thought, well, I'll just explain it. It blessed me, and I read it about four times, because my father, who was preacher when he was here, said, put yourself in the word, put yourself in the scripture. So I'm going to read this slowly, and you put yourself in these words. It's really right for me here in Gisborne, New Zealand. This could be happening. And Enoch also on the seventh from Adam prophesied of these saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Does that include you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. It includes me too. To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage, or whosoever they were. Ever met people like that? Ever heard about people like that? Does it happen in your world? Does in mine. Verse 17. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time. That is now. Who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some have compassion. Is that me? Is that you? Making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you, that's me, from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, the Lord was pleased to know me. And to the only wise God, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, which we know, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. it just stirred in my heart when I read it. And I thought, well, that's just like our own city down there. People don't know, won't know, or don't want to know. Thank you, Lord, that He showed it to me and you and the people that are listening in. Praise God.
Was there any other? Oh, no, Sister June. Thank you, Brother Paul. Sister June.
I want to praise God. Take me where He showed me the dream. But now it's up to Him to which way I would have to go. Because He has work, maybe. Yeah, just what He wants. Yeah. So in the end, I would love to zoom up there. But in the end, the glory, we got to walk by the Spirit and not all ourselves. The glory to Jesus. Bless you.
This is not really my testimony in a sense, but last week at lunchtime, Sister Roberta asked me would I ask the people to pray on Tuesday night because she had to go for a ultrasound on Thursday. For some need in her body. And I said I would, which we all prayed, and we've been praying at home too. And I rang her on Friday, and she was so rejoicing. She said, Sister June, I didn't have your phone number, but she said, I'm so happy because the Lord has undertaken that they could find nothing wrong. And she said the other thing was that she had an absolute peace when she went in. And she knew that was just the Lord, and she is so thankful for the Lord and for everyone's prayers.
Is there any others? Okay, we'll just have one more, and then I'll ask Brother Al to come. Let's sing, Come Bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord.
Come bless the Lord, and serve the Lord.
Praise, isn't he? You may be seated at this time. Thank you, Brother Howard.
That's what I'm looking for. Praise the Lord. Yeah, our God is good. It's a good thing to give thanks
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's really important to give thanks. Even if you don't feel like it, thank Him anyway. Your next breath comes from the Lord, Brother Tatu. Our next breath comes from the Lord. So we'll just open the Word of God for a few moments. It's good to have the new people here today. I think hearts were touched, and just got a feeling we'll be seeing more of them in the future. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand for the reading of God's Word? John 17, 19. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, this is Jesus speaking, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. So He gave Himself totally for you. Isn't He a wonderful Lord?
Amen.
He did that for you, for our sakes. Also from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Let's just pray. Lord, we just come to you. And Lord, we just pray that you'll be with us for the next few minutes. We consider thy word. May you speak to our hearts. We thank you for blessing us this morning. Speaking to our hearts, Lord. Oh God, let us hear your voice. We commit this word to you now in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone here, those listening outside. We ask it for your glory. Amen. You may be seated. The basic thought behind this is that we can look and be sanctified on the outside, looking really good. But what about the inside? This is what I want to speak about. I just pray that the Lord will help us all to understand this. What about the inside? If we read from Matthew 23, verse 25. Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Oh boy, if he said that to me, then I'd be shaken. But he's saying it to everybody. "For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess." May God bless us to our hearts. God is looking for the sanctification of our spirits, not just the sanctification of our bodies. You know, people think if I'm clean on the outside, I'll be clean on the inside. Wrong. You can be clean on the outside, do everything right on the outside, but inside you're not right. I don't want to be like that. Who wants to be clean on both inside and outside? And if you're clean on the inside, it'll come to the outside. Cleanse from self, and are consecrated to the Word of God. The Spirit that believes 100% of His Word. Not only believes most of it, but a Spirit that believes all of His Word. You know, brother and sister, this is really important. You could say, "I believe this, I believe that," but if you just pull back on one thing, you don't please the Lord. He wants you to believe all of His words. Because He is the Word. And if you love Him, you'll love His Word as well. It says there, verse 2 says, sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience. And God shows something to you from His Word, it is readily received. We don't have to pray over it, God's Word. Oh yes, we have to pray over God's Word. If God's showing you, it's already clear. You might pray about it, but you don't pray over it. God's word is to be swallowed in obedience, not prayed over. I'll tell you why, because a lot of people, when God shows them things, "I'll pray about that," they don't need to pray about it. God has revealed that to you, do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You don't need to pray over it. That's an excuse. People use that term, I'll pray over it. No, God's showing you, get on with it. Do you believe that?
Amen.
I do. With all my heart. So we pray that God will help us there. You know, when we start to pray over his word, there's some disobedience there. Some say, oh, God's showing that you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, you should be doing that. You should be dressing a certain way, for instance. I'll pray over it. No, he's already spoken how to dress. Dress moderately, modestly. Not just for sisters, for brothers too. Dress right. Come into the house of God, dress like you're coming to the Queen. I just say that because it's true. Because, oh, God doesn't worry about how we dress. Sorry, he does. Read your Bible. It's full of it. He told the priests how to dress. He even told them how to wear the stitching on their garments. God cares about how you dress. So do it. If he shows you, obey it. Praise be to God. I love what Mary said to the servants. We preached on this recently. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Let's say it again. Whatsoever he saith unto you,
do it.
Ah, louder than that. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Hear that, Lord? We want to do what you say. And because they did it, the miracle of God took place in their midst, and the water became wine. Not just ordinary wine, the best wine. Praise be to God. So I just pray that we'll do what Sister Mary advised us to do, the servants to do. You know, it actually reveals a lack of sanctification of our spirit. When we say, oh, well, no, they can do it. But no, brother and sister, if God speaks to me about something, I've got to do it. I have to take it on board. When God opens baptism to you, you immediately get baptized. People say, I need to pray about it. I don't know about that. I don't think that's correct. If God's shown you to get baptized, you should be getting baptized. It says there in Acts 8:35, Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. This is the guy in the chariot. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, maybe a pond or something. And the eunuch said, the brother he was testifying to, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest be baptized. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
And he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Isn't that wonderful? See, there's immediate response, Brother Harold. That's interesting. If he says you need to be baptized, you need to be baptized. So we just pray that the Lord will grant us that obedience. If he shows us something from his word, do it. Praise be to God. When we are willing to yield ourselves to sanctification of our spirit, removes out all the buts. There's no buts in God. But. Only goats, but. But if you're a sheep, you'll say, yea, Lord. Yes, I do. It doesn't take much to destroy the sanctification of our spirit and body. In fact, we can just take one thing. It can just take one thing to do it. You do everything right, 99% correct, and one thing will keep you out of it. God wants you to do all. Believe all his word. Do you believe that?
Amen.
All of it. You're not just, oh, I believe this and I believe that, but I'm not too sure about this. whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Amen. So we just pray that God will help us all to do that. People say, Brother John is really good, but. Or Sister so-and-so, she's an excellent person, but. No buts. Our sanctification of spirit is not measured by the good, but by that which is lacking. It's not a good thing we do for heaven, but the lacking and the hinders, but the lacking that hinders us. It's not the good things we do for God. It's the little things we leave undone that spoils it. Mark 10, let's turn to this. Mark 10, 17. And when he's gone forth into the way, there came one running, kneeled to him, and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Kneeling, knelt down to the Lord. Oh, this brother's really dedicated. And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There's only one, there's none good but one, that is God. Always remember that. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, Watch what he said. One thing thou lackest. Everything was great. Kept the Ten Commandments, great. He said, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. He wasn't committed to the Lord. He thought he was. He come bouncing up, kneeling down, Oh my Lord, what must I do? Ask the right questions, ask the right person. But when it came to doing what he said, he was only a 99% man. He lost his salvation. He asked for salvation, stood in front of the one that saved him. He couldn't do what he said. He turned away sad. Bible says he walked away sad, for he had great possessions. There are millions that'll do that. What a terrible day that will be when their life is played back, the judgment. They're in church, they heard, they're convicted, but they couldn't do it. So sanctification is a major step in God. Sanctification of our spirit is a very vital stage in our total walk with God. People are crying out, Oh, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and circumvent sanctification. You cannot do it. You must be sanctified. It's cleaning it up, cleaning up your life. They feel sanctification as an external thing. If I dress right, or go to church, I pray, read my Bible, they think all that is good, and it is good. But people can look clean on the outside, but very unclean, unsanctified on the inside. God just goes past the outside, he goes straight to your heart. As he said this morning, he's looking. He can see straight into your heart. He knows what you're doing and saying, and he wants to know that you mean it. God requires sanctified vessels. We read 1 Corinthians 6:19. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? You don't even own yourself. Do you believe that? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Our bodies are vessels which God wants to fill. If we return to 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 4, every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. God's looking for a sanctified people. Not those who just shout and jump, speak in tongues and run around, and I think that's all wonderful if it's of God, if it's God doing it. There's no sanctification in their life. It's just a free-for-all. They live how they want to live. Before filling a vessel, there has to be a cleaning, a work of sanctification. Let me say this. The blood of Christ justifies you. Well, the world church received that much. Some of them. Then God wants a sanctification of your spirit by the washing of his word in obedience. So many churches bypass that. Just live how you like. People go into church, praise God, speak in tongues, and go out and smoke a cigarette. That happens in this world more than you'd want to know. Then he fills you with his life. Once you're cleaned by his word. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you, but you must be obedient. God is looking for obedience. No, God will not fill an unclean vessel. Got a glass here. Good water in it. But that glass, you won't fill it if it's filthy. And neither will God. Fill this vessel with his Holy Spirit unless it's clean. And people wonder why they don't get the Holy Ghost, because they live how they like during the week. That applies to me and you. There's no escape, brothers. There's no special treatments. We must meet God's requirements. Do you believe that? God's looking for a clean people, a holy people. I said this morning, it's a Holy Ghost that comes into people and makes you holy living. There's not enough holy living preached. We've lost it. We've gone away from the sanctity of God. By the grace of God, we're coming back. Hallelujah. You believe that? I believe it too. So he won't fill an unclean vessel, no matter how clean it appears on the outside. What did Jesus say about this filling unusable vessels? It was bottles of this case. He said, Luke 5:37. No man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. It's a condition. It's got to be clean. God's not going to fill a backslidden, lukewarm Christian with the Holy Ghost. He gives you the Holy Ghost because you have allowed the work of sanctification to take place in your life. And it's something you do every day and asking God to show you what you should be doing. Sanctification makes way for the rest of God. Place of sanctification brings peace in your life. Not disturbed by others. No, you know where you are. Sanctification of spirit is a place of revelation, and you're not following others. When God is satisfied that you have surrendered all to him, he gives his seal of approval and acceptance. What is God's seal of approval? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's when God accepts you, Because you've walked in the light of his word, you've accepted the way of salvation. You've completely done it, repented, been sanctified, baptized. He promised to give you the Holy Ghost. It says here in Ephesians 4:30, we all know this well. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. You get that seal on, hallelujah! You got your ticket home. Do you believe that? Brother Pessa, you believe that? Brother Pessa, you believe that? Just say amen, you'll be right. You're tired, brother, I know how you feel. But that's the truth. If we've done what he's told us to do, we will receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. We must lay before God and surrender our stubborn will. Our stubborn will is a horrible thing. We're all born with it. A stubborn will. Once we have sanctification of spirit, God is able to mold his vessel. His experience is totally between you and the church. No, you and the preacher. No, you and God. This is between you and God, not you and your wife. You've got to make your own choices. We should preach on choices because it's a really good subject. There's no escape from making a choice. You have to make a choice. And God will hold you to your choice. It will never work if other persons are involved by influencing or talking you into something. It'll be you or me down at the altar of sacrifice, not necessarily at church, but until the fire of God consumes our human nature. Giving us sanctification of our spirit. Ready to receive the Spirit. Now this is an interesting scripture and I want you to take note of it. Psalm 51 verse 10. David's saying, create in me a clean heart. Like we said this morning, you can't make yourself clean. You can't even examine in yourself. But he said, create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Just a right spirit. He wasn't talking about the Holy Spirit. He's talking about a right spirit. Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. Now listen to what Ezekiel says. The Holy Spirit speaking through Ezekiel. Chapter 36, verse 26. And then we're going to close. So listen carefully. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And people say, oh, that's the Holy Spirit. It's not. It's all part of sanctification. I'll put a new spirit. A new spirit will I put within you, and I'll take away the stony heart, the rocky one we're talking about, out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh and something else. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, obey his word, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. So you see, brothers and sisters, it's a process. People come to church, just come out of the world, I'm going to be a Christian today. The thing is going to just change. Know that God's had a few requirements laid down there. For us to repent of our sins through the blood of Jesus Christ and by faith accept that. And when we've accepted that, the Holy Spirit takes us through to sanctification, cleaning up our life, the way we conduct ourselves, the way we dress and all those things. And it calls you to walk in my statutes, to be obedient to his word. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. So remember this. As often as said, preached many times, there's a three-stage Three stages to your salvation. Justification. When you're justified, you never sinned in God's eyes because you're under the blood. And His righteousness is your righteousness. Now there's justification, followed by sanctification, cleaning up of your life, getting all the junk out. And then He gives you the baptism of the Holy Spirit like they did on the day of Pentecost. So brothers and sisters, just keep these things in mind. God is looking for a sanctified people. I've got to check my own life every day. And you've got to check yours. It's nothing to do with what you're doing. It's what I'm doing. I've got to check. We all need the three works of grace. Praise the Lord. Who wants all three? So many people stop at the Billy Graham crusade. And I say this reverently. And I believe Billy Graham was a true servant of Christ. Who believes that? Thousands came to find God. But many fell away. He said, I come and I have 10,000 converts. I come back 2 years later, I can't find 10. That's what he said. Why? They never went on. It's a sanctification. And then the infilling of the Holy Ghost. That's why. So never sit back on our laurels and say, well, I got saved. I got a card, salvation card. When I got saved, that's very nice. It's going to take more than a card. It's going to take something in your heart, being sincere and honest. Get rid of that rockiness and say, Lord, what is the truth of my life? I give it to Thee. Then when God's satisfied, He'll seal you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the most important experience in your life. I want to say that again. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the most important experience in your life. God puts the seal on you. You're sealed unto the day of redemption. Shall we stand for prayer, brothers and sisters? Lord Jesus, we humble our hearts, bow our heads before You this afternoon, Lord. Just remember those joining with us too, that You'll speak to their hearts. This is not a shortcut, Lord. I just came to the Lord and I got filled with the Spirit. Everyone jumped and I jumped too. Everyone shouted hallelujah and I shouted hallelujah too. No, Lord. That's all good and it could be okay. But Lord, what it is that You're looking for, a sanctified life. I just pray, Lord, You'll move in our lives. Each one of us, Lord, may we draw closer to Thee. We give ourselves to You. We'll take inventory and check up. Make sure we know what we're speaking of, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Bless each one here, Lord. Help us all, Lord, to make those choices as the Spirit of God lays it on our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Send the fire. Let's sing this. Thou Christ, send the fire. Thy blood forgive today we claim. Send the fire. Mean it with your heart. Yes, Lord. Lord, now. Send the fire. sing the last verse? You know what the fire is, don't you? The Holy Ghost. That's what we want. The fire to come and burn it all out of us. That's what we need. To make our weak hearts warm and brave. Brother Tim.
Set the fire. To live a dying world to save.
We'll close in prayer and then we'll sing a song as we go. If I can find one, or Sister June might have one for us. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, as we close the service, Lord, we just pray that you would go with us, Lord, and continue to draw our hearts, Lord, and Lord, cause us to walk in your word, Lord, in the fullness of your word, Lord Jesus. For the time that we live in, Lord, may we be just drawn, Lord, unto you, and in a greater consecration, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you might, Lord, fill us with your spirit, Lord, and use us according to your desires, Lord, that we might be led day by day by your spirit, Lord Jesus. That's our desire, Lord, and I just commit each one, Lord, into your hands, Lord, at this time as we go our way. May you bless, Lord, each heart here, I pray, and commit all things into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's bow in the blood.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
bless you. We'll see you Tuesday prayer night. I pray that I'll be there. God bless you. You are dismissed in the name of the Lord. Okay. You're more than welcome to say something. Come on.
I just want to remind you again that next Sunday afternoon, we're going to have a good time of singing and worship. Worship, it's got to be worship, not just having a good sing song. So everyone bring their guitars and their ukuleles and the saxophones, and that'll be good, Brother Taz. Designed specially for worship and praise and testifying. And so encourage all the groups, if they want to sing as a group, Tongan family and the Maori family and the Pākehā family and everyone's family, come. And I believe it'll be a real blessing. We can video it too, Brother Tim, and we'll send that output on the internet. So who wants to do that? That'd be really, it won't be a long time, but just probably similar time we've had. But it'll be a good time and a nice opportunity to hear good testimonies too of what the God has done for you. So God bless you and keep you. And Lord willing, we'll see you at the prayer meeting Tuesday night, 7 o'clock.